Today we are going to do Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. We still have to finish Daf Gimel Amud Beis. We're about 7-8 lines before the lines get wide on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. The entire Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, and really the rest of Daf Gimel Amud Beis, focus on seven different statements made by Rabbi Shua ben Levi. So we're going to go through one by one. Let's go through. It shouldn't even take that long. We are holding seven lines again before the lines get wide on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. Gufa. Amr Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi had said that krach v'kala samach lo v'kala niri imo nidon kekrach. Not only is a large city that's surrounded by a wall, does it read on the 15th day of Adar, not on what we call Purim, but on what we call Shushan Purim, but anything that's samach lo, that's nearby, anything that's niri imo, that's visible from that city, is treated just like the city. Tana samach afal pi she'eno nira, nira afal pi she'eno samach. So we see from there that if it's one or the other, if it's either nearby the city or it's visible from the city, either way, you would read the Megillah on the 15th day of Adar. So Bishlam and Nira Afal Pi She'eino Samach, how could you have it visible from one to the other without it being nearby? Mishkachas L'Kagon D'Yasva Barosh Ahar. If the city is on top of a mountain, so you could be very far down the mountain and you look up, you could still see the city, so you may not be anywhere near it, but you could still see it, and therefore from where you are, you would still read the Megillah on the 15th day of Adar. Ela Samach Afal Pi She'eino Nira. But what's the case of being nearby but not being able to see it? So Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah sheyoshevus b'nachal. If the city is in a valley, so there's a mountain in between where you are and where the city is, it may be just around the bend, the city might be just around the corner, but you're not going to be able to see it because there's a mountain blocking you. So since you're close enough, even though you don't see it, you would still read Megillah on the 15th day of Adar. And that is our first main point of the day. The third one on Gimel Amud Beis is that if you have a city, that a place that's either close to or can see the city that's surrounded by a wall, it would read Megillah on the 15th day of Adar. Statement number two now. It's good to always number the statements so that you give a little structure in your Gemara. So statement number two of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Vam Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Krach sheyashav l'besof hukaf nidon kikfar. If you had a city that had a wall around it, but first the people lived in the city and then they built the wall, then it's treated just like a village. It's not treated like a city, a walled city. In order for it to be treated like a walled city, they had to build the wall and then people move in. My time, why is that? Because the Pasuk says, when it talks about walled cities in a different context, the Pasuk says, V'ish ki yimkor beis moshav ir choma. If a person sells a house in a walled city, the implication is, Shehukaf l'besof yashav, that it was already a walled city before he ever lived in it. V'lo sheyashav l'besof hukaf, it cannot be considered a walled city if someone lived in it first and then they surrounded the city with a wall. So that is statement number two of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Now statement number three of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. I think I made a mistake. I think there are eight statements of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. So anyway, this is statement number three of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. V'am Rabbi Shua ben Levi, krach she'in bo asara batlanin. Any city that doesn't have 10 people who do nothing other than learn Torah, whose job it is just to sit there and learn Torah in the shul, nidon kikfar. That's an important concept. Asara batlanin. Those are people who don't do work. They're batel from malacha. They don't do work. They just sit and learn all day. Any city that doesn't have a kailal of 10 people sitting and learning is treated like a little village. It's not a real city. My kamash melon, what's the chiddush? Tanina, we already know this. Ezu hi'ir gedola, kol she'yesh ba asara batlanin. We already know that only a city that has 10 people who do no work and learn Torah all day can be considered a big city. Pachos mikana reza kfar, less than that's considered a village. So says the Gemara, yeah, we know that in order for it to be considered a big city, it has to have 10 batlanin. Krach itzrichle afgav demikloy le me'alma. But I might have thought that a city that's surrounded by a wall, which has markets and people coming from all over the place, I might have thought that that's never considered like a little village, because there are always going to be so many people there from all over the place that even if there aren't asara batlanin, that you would think that it cannot be considered a small city, that it has to always be considered a big city. That's why it has to tell me that no, that any place in the world, no matter how big, no matter how many people come from wherever they come, any place in the world that doesn't have a sara batlanin, that doesn't have 10 people sitting and learning, is not considered to be a real city. It's just considered to be a village. Statement number four of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. V'am Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Krach shecharav l'besof yashav nidon kikrach. If you have a big city that was destroyed and then later on was resettled, it's considered like a big city. So my charav, what does it mean it was destroyed? Ile macharvu chomosav yashav in lo yashav lo. If it just means that its walls were destroyed, so only if it's resettled, it's considered a big city. V'atayin Blazar Rav Yossi Omer, Asher lo choma, afal bishayin lo achshav, v'hayu lo kodem l'chein. Even if it doesn't have walls right now, as long as it once had walls, it would be considered a big city. So why does it say, if its walls were destroyed, as long as it was rebuilt, it's considered a big city? No. If its walls were destroyed, even if they were never rebuilt, it would be considered a big city. So what's Rabbi Shimon Levi teaching me? That if a city was destroyed and then rebuilt, it's considered a city. Now, elamai charav, shecharav me'asar batlanim. This goes back to the thing about asar batlanim. If it lost the ten people learning Torah, as long as the kolel came back, you ultimately got back 10 people learning Torah, it's again considered a big city. So again, main point number 4 now on Daf Gimel Amud Beis is that the definition of a big city is where the wall was built first before people moved in, and it has 10 batlanim. It has asara batlanim, 10 people who learn Torah all the time. Statement number 5 of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Ve'amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Lod va'ono v'gaya harashim mukafas cham mos Yeshua ben Nun havu. These cities, Lod, Ono, and Gaya harashim, all had walls around it from the days of Yeshua ben Nun, and therefore they should all read Megillah on the 15th day of Adar. So says Gemara, Vahani Yoshua beninhi. Did Yoshua build these cities? Vahe Elpal beninhi. Elpal built these cities. Dechsiv. The pasuk says in Divrei Yamim, Uvnei Elpal Eiver Umisham Veshemed Hupana Es Ono Veslod Uvnoseha. That they're the ones that built these cities. So how can you say that Yoshua built them? Answers Gemara, L'taymech. According to that reasoning, if you're going to ask along those lines, Ha Asa Baninhi, then Asa really built them. Dechsiv, because there's another pasuk that says that Vayiven Are Mitzara Be Yehuda. The pasuk actually says that Asa built all these cities. So it says that Asa built these cities. So how can you say that El Pael built these cities? So the same way you could ask how we can say Yoshua built these cities, because there's a pasuk that El Pael built these cities. How can the pasuk say El Pael built these cities? We have another pasuk that says that Asa built them. So Amar Rav Lazar, Hani Mukafas Chom Mios Yeshua Ben Nun Havu. No, what happened was, Yeshua built them up and he built walls around them. Charav Bimei Pilagish Begiva. During the days of the crazy story in Sefer Shoftim of Pilagish Begiva, of that concubine in Giva that was killed and chopped up into a million pieces. If you don't know the story, go back to Sefer Shoftim and the end of Sefer Shoftim and read it. Wild story. But during that time, these cities were destroyed. Va'asa Alpael Baninhi. Alpael did build them. He rebuilt them. Hadarinpul, but then again the cities were destroyed, and then Asa Shaftsinu, and Asa came along and he made them nice again. So all three built it. Yeshua built it first, then Asa, when after it was destroyed, rebuilt it. El Pael rebuilt it, and then when it was destroyed again, Asa rebuilt it. Dekanami dechsev ayom liyehuda nivne saarim ha'ela mechal daarim havu meyikara, and it's proved in the pasuk, because the pasuk says vayom liyehuda, let's build these cities. Sounds like they were already cities before he said let's build them, because they used to be cities. So shema minas, that's a good proof that they were once cities and they were just being rebuilt. So main point number one in Davdal and Amr Aleph, there's a list of cities that Yoshua built, but were then destroyed and rebuilt by El Pael, and destroyed again and rebuilt by Asa. Statement number 6 of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Va'amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Nashim Chayavos b'mikra Megillah, women have to read the Megillah as well, Sha'af hein hayu ba'osa neis, because they also were included in the miracle of Purim. That is a very critical concept. We're going to see that in Maseches Pesachim as well, in the 10th parak of Maseches Pesachim. Anything the women were involved in, any miracle the women were involved in, they have full participation in the Neis. That's the same reason women light Chanukah candles, they're chayv in Chanukah candles. That's the same reason women are chayv in Dalit Kosos. Af hein hayu ba'osa neis. Statement number, what are we up to? 7, I think, of Rabbi Shimon Levi. Vam Rabbi Shimon Levi. Purim shechalios b'Shabbos. When Purim falls on Shabbos, sholim v'darshim b'nyan sholiyom. So we can't read the Megillah when Purim falls on Shabbos, but we should at least discuss issues relating to Purim. So we should say divrei Torah about Purim. My area Purim, I feel the Yomtiv Nami. Well, why would we make a big deal about doing that on Purim? We do that every Yomtiv. We say Divrei Torah about the Yomtiv. The Tanya, we learn in a Brisa. This also should sound familiar, a little bit familiar from Maseches Pesachim. Moshe Tikin Lahem LiYisrael, She Usholin V'Dorshin B'Inyanu Shel Yom. Hilchos Pesach bePesach, Hilchos Atzeres bAtzeres, Hilchos Chag bChag. Moshe Rabbeinu already made a takana that we're supposed to discuss issues relating to the special Yom Tov, Shoal in V'Dorshin B'Inyanu Shel Yom. That's an important concept to point out. Moshe made such a rule that every Yantif was supposed to discuss the issues of that Yantif. Pesach stuff on Pesach, Shavuos issues on Shavuos, Sukkos issues on Sukkos. So of course you're going to discuss issues of Purim on Purim. Why wouldn't you? Answers the Gemara, Purim it's Srichalei. Now I still need to be told separately by Reb Shimon ben Levi that you got to do it on Purim also. Because Mal Detema Nigzar Mishum de Rabba, I might have thought not to do it on Purim because Rabba made a decree not to lay the Megillah on Purim, lest you carry the Megillah four amos in a Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi made a decree not to read the Megillah when Purim falls on Shabbos, lest you carry the Megillah, and you're not allowed to carry when there's no Erev on Shabbos. So he made a decree that we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. So I might have thought we shouldn't even study the laws of Purim and discuss issues of Purim when Purim falls on Shabbos. Kamash Malan, that's why Rabbi Shimon Levi has to tell me, no, that much we're allowed to do. When Purim falls on Shabbos, we can follow the basic takana of Moshe Rabbeinu and learn the laws of Purim. Main point number two, Afin Hayibos Hanes, is that women are included in the miracle of Purim and therefore they read the Megillah. Main point number three, Shoal and V'Darshin, we discuss issues of Purim even when Purim falls on Shabbos, and there's no concern of coming to carry anything. Now the eighth and final statement of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. V'am Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Chayav Adam Likros as a Megillah B'layla V'lishno Sabiyo. A person has to read the Megillah at night and repeat it during the day. Shnemar, as the Pasuk says, Elokai Ekra Yomam V'lo Saneh V'layla V'lo Dumiyali. So we assume that that means that you're supposed to read it during the day, Ekra Yomam, and Laila Lo Domiyali, we're not even supposed to be silent at night, we should read it at night also. So Savramina Lemikri Belele Lemisna Masnis and Dw Mama. We originally thought that, you know what Rabbi Shimon Levi meant? He said when he said that you have to read the Megillah at night and Lishnosa Bayom, we originally thought that that means you should read Megillah at night and learn the Mishnayos of Maseches Megillah during the day of Purim. That's what we thought it meant. But not to read the Megillah on the day of Purim. Samalu Rabbi Yirmiyah says, no, the Didi Mefarshili Mineid Rabbi Chiya Barabba explained it to me. The word Lishnosa is Kugon Da Amri Inshi. It's like people always say, Ever Parshasa Dov Esnia, that I'll say over this Parsha, I'll read this Parsha, and I'll repeat it, I'll do it again. So that's Lishnosa. Lishnosa means to repeat it, to do it again, like we do with the Parshios of the Torah when we read Shnaya Mikra. Itmar Nami, and this is supported by the following. Amar Bichelba Amar Ula Bira'a, Chayav Adam Likros as a Megillah Belayla, Lishnosa Bayom. Person has to read the Megillah at night and repeat it during the day. Shnemar Lamani Zamercha Chavod Vlo Yidom, Hashem Elokai Li'olam Odeka. That it should always be something that we do at night and during the day, that we should never be silent from it forever and ever. Final point on the Amud, main point number four in Dav Dalit Amud Aleph, we should read the Megillah both at night and again during the day. That is Dav Dalit Amud Aleph. So again, what did we learn in Dav Dalit Amud Aleph? We learned eight different statements of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, a few of them about what we consider to be a walled city, and a couple of them about Megillah, about women being chayiv in Megillah, about Purim falling on Shabbos, and that we don't read the Megillah, but we learn the halachos, and about reading the Megillah both at day and at night.